Bordeaux, Patience. Loma Linda, California, August 27th, 1905. Dr. Patience Bordeaux, dear sister, we have come to this beautiful place from the Los Angeles camp meeting, where I spoke 6 times in the large tent to a congregation of about 2,000. The last Sabbath of the meeting, the tent was especially crowded. In order to speak so that all could hear, I was obliged to take very deep inspirations, and that night I suffered with severe pain in my chest and around my heart, caused by inhaling the impure air of the crowded tent. The Lord greatly sustained me in my work at the camp meeting. In some of the business meetings, I sat on the platform that I might know what questions would come up for consideration by the conference. I was fearful lest some ill-advised moves might be made. When a resolution was brought in to change the Constitution in such a way as might lead to confusion, I arose and told them that such moves should not be made so hastily. The resolution was finally laid on the table. Brother and Sister Burden have just come in, with beaming faces, to tell me that they have just attended an excellent meeting on the lawn below. Brethren from Redlands, Riverside, and other smaller churches were present. One man bore a testimony, saying that he had been convicted of the truth at the recent camp meeting. He had been a Methodist, but he is now in full sympathy with our people and wishes to join with us. He handed Brother Burden $100 to be used in purchasing this place. I was not told beforehand that this meeting was to be held, for the brethren thought I would be unable to attend. I was not very strong, but I think that had I understood what the nature of the meeting was to be, I should have been present. Some of the brethren have promised to give of their time in helping to do the things that need to be done to put everything in order so that the institution may soon be opened for patients. We are glad to see the means coming in to lessen the debt on this grand place. I have never before seen a sanitarium in a situation of such natural beauty. I am sure that you and your mother would be happy here, and I hope that you may come just as soon as you can to connect with this institution. We want you present to counsel with us in getting everything in working order. I believe the questions concerning your work and wages can be adjusted satisfactorily. I cannot write much now, but I invite you to come, and we will all give you a hearty welcome. We do not wish you to be separated from your mother. You will be happier in each other's society. There are concrete walks leading to all the buildings, and your mother will enjoy walking around the beautiful premises. Dr. Bordeaux, your mother could not be in a better place than right here, where she can walk around, viewing the flowers and trees and the grand mountain scenery. I hope to spend considerable time here, but just how long before I will leave this time, I do not know. W.C. White was with us for 2 days, but he left Sunday morning in great haste for Los Angeles, Mountain View, and St. Helena.